Every coding tool I rely on phones home. All of it. That's just the deal you make. This is Exploring Next, episode 341, and today we're looking at something that might actually change that. Poolside just dropped a free, open, locally runnable model built specifically for agentic coding.
And the timing is interesting because the dominant narrative right now is that open models are mostly a Chinese export. DeepSeek, Qwen derivatives. Poolside is an American startup, founded in 2023, and they trained these from scratch. No Qwen base. That's actually worth saying out loud.
Yeah, some US labs are basically fine-tuning Alibaba's models and calling it a day. That's a different story than what Poolside is doing.
So the model is Laguna XS.2, 33 billion total parameters, mixture of experts architecture, only 3 billion active during any inference pass. You're getting a model that behaves like something much larger, but only spends compute on a small slice of its weights at a time.
And this is what makes local viable, right? If all 33 billion were firing constantly, you'd need a data center in your garage.
Exactly. The Muon optimizer is genuinely interesting. Every weight update is mathematically orthogonal, always pointing in a useful direction. They're claiming 15% faster training at 30 trillion tokens. And data selection uses AutoMixer, which runs 60 proxy models simultaneously to find the optimal ratio of code, math, and web content. About 13% of training data is synthetic. Post-training is reinforcement learning on real software engineering.
Okay, so the benchmarks. How do you read them? 44.5% on SWE Bench Pro sounds impressive, but I never know if I'm being sold something.
It's legitimately impressive for the active parameter count. Claude Haiku 4.5 scores 39.5% on the same benchmark. Gemma 4 at 31 billion dense parameters hits 35. XS.2 beats both with 3 billion active. Where it falls short is terminal reasoning. 30.1% on terminal bench versus GPT 5.4 Nano's 46. And the larger Laguna M.1 trails Claude Sonnet 4.6 on SWE Bench Verified by about 7 points. So there.
That's actually kind of refreshing. They're not pretending to beat everything. The benchmark page doesn't have a red X next to Sonnet.
The real story is the efficiency ratio. You're getting near M.1 performance out of something that costs a fraction to run. And M.1 is temporarily free on OpenRouter. So you can test both right now without spending anything.
But I want to stress test the user story. 36 gigs of unified memory minimum on a Mac. That's an M5 max. Most developers I talk to aren't sitting on that.
Fair. The full weights are 70 gigabytes, but the 4-bit quantized version gets you down to 20 to 35 gigs, and a 24 gig GPU on the PC side can run it. It's not a laptop for everyone's story, but it's a serious home lab or small team story.
And the Apache 2.0 license means you can actually build commercial products on top of it. That changes the calculus for a solo developer or a small shop.
That's the part I keep coming back to. You can fine-tune it, quantize it, serve it, no usage restrictions. For someone building a specialized coding tool for a niche domain, this is a legitimate starting point. Most open models with this capability have strings attached.
All right, build next. What are we actually pointing people toward?
If you have the hardware, the fastest path is Ollama. Just run Ollama Pull with the Laguna XS.2 model name. It handles quantization and serving automatically. That's the solo builder entry point. No setup overhead. From there, Poolside's own Pool CLI is worth trying. That's their agentic harness. It's designed to manage tool calling and sandboxed code execution natively with these models. And if your machine isn't there yet, hit OpenRouter and test M.1 through the API while.
We started today talking about coding tools that phone home. This is at least one path that doesn't. Exploring Next, episode 341. We'll catch you next time.